67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Camp Courageous, a kind and caring camp for individuals with disabilities, establishes magical connections with each camper and family. Bethany Hansen, the parent of camper Parker, illustrates how strong and meaningful these connections become.
Dalton was actually years ago one of his like counselors. What was so nice is, of course, every time I drop him off, I'm just bawling as I pull away, and he doesn't care. He's so excited. So they would send me pictures throughout the week where I just knew then, you know, how well he was doing. So he's made really tight connections. Where else would you get that? That's just wonderful.
Learn more about Camp Courageous at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for Memorial Day weekend 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. This being Memorial Day weekend, we step back here at Camp Courageous and honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. There are so many in the world that long for the freedom we sometimes take for granted. Camp Courageous has been built on the backs of many wonderful veterans over the years. I look forward this coming Friday to attending the annual VFW and Auxiliary Convention in Des Moines, a group that has been involved with the camp since the very beginning. We can't thank our veterans enough for the wonderful service they have provided us. To honor those who have served our country, Camp Courageous has a special Mainliner Memorial Park. There are seven wonderful flagpoles and limestone monuments to honor each branch of the service, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force. It is a very solemn area. In the center of everything is a bronze statue of a camper in a wheelchair doing her Pledge of Allegiance. A very, very special area where we here at Camp Courageous play tribute to all those who have served. This weekend is a respite care weekend. The theme is Adventure Awaits. We look forward to campers coming out on Friday night and staying with the camp until Sunday. A big thank you to the Quad Cities Canine Assistance Network, and their volunteers will be out here with therapy dogs to make this weekend an extra special weekend. Our travel campers have returned from Dollywood and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, where they had an incredible time. Here just recently on Thursday night, they ended up having dinner and a movie in Cedar Rapids. And we also have a group that are taking off this weekend for a Minnesota Twins ball game. So it is exciting times when it comes to our travel program. This past spring season, we've had campers from school systems throughout the area, probably within a few hundred miles. Mount Pleasant was our last group to come this week. And then we go into orientation week next week, a week in which our staff, our summer staff, spend time learning all the aspects of camp, from different disabilities to safety procedures. A special thank you to the Grandview Let's Lions Club, who gave Camp Courageous the opportunity to give them a program. Longtime supporters of the camp, and we are very grateful to them. Congratulations to the Coralville Walmart for their grand reopening. Camp Courageous was one of several charities to be chosen to receive a donation from store number 2827 on the ribbon cutting day. It was a huge celebration with lots of people, and changes to the store were fascinating. A must-see. Coralville joins about a dozen other Walmarts and Sam's Clubs that support Camp Courageous, and we're grateful to them for that. This past week has been Roundup Week at our area Fairway stores. Dozens of Fairway stores from throughout Iowa participated from May 20th to 25th. A big thank you to all those people that rounded up for Camp Courageous at the local Fairway stores, and that'll be going through to Saturday the 25th. Our Manchester garage sale continues to do extremely well. Located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Something to put down on your calendar, Fuel Iowa is having their golf benefit for Camp Courageous. An annual event is going to be June 10th. This year it's going to be taking place at Finkbein Golf Course in Iowa City. If you'd like more information, you can go to Camp Courageous' website under fundraisers. A big thank you to our friends at Fuel Iowa. We're also having a fishing derby coming up on June the 8th. It'll be taking place at Pleasant Creek State Park and Recreation Area in Palo. It begins at 7:30 in the morning. There's a nice little meal that goes along with it. Lots of prizes. And a big thank you for our friends at NRG Media who put this on every year to benefit Camp Courageous. A huge thank you to all of our friends that came out for Cruising for Camp Courageous. The weather was terrific. Had nearly 400 cars out here at camp and record crowds. And so a big thank you to all those people that made Cruising for Camp Courageous 2024 such a great success. Camp Courageous celebrated the founding of the camp 2 years ago. This year, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of actually serving campers with special needs. Camp Courageous' need of the week is radios and batteries. We use Midland radios out here at Camp Courageous. They're really lifesavers. Oftentimes, all the counselors, all the staff have these radios on them. And so they're excellent communication, especially in the rugged area that camp lies in with the bluffs and the river and everything else. So Midland radios, they're located on our needs list at campcourageous.org. Camp sympathy goes out to the family of Ralph Kramer, 87 of Independence, that passed away. Ralph and his wife, Ennis, donated the 57 Chevy that we're currently raffling off. A wonderful couple. Ralph was actually born in Monticello, Iowa. He grew up in the Buck Creek area, went to Korea, served our country, came back and farmed in the Aurora area for years and years. He was on the board of supervisors. He was a real estate agent. Just a wonderful, wonderful person. Our sympathy goes out to his family and friends as we mourn his passing. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous this year. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.